Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? Oh, I'm unbelievably amusing.
Are we starting?
Yes.
Hello, this is Richard Shepherd. Welcome to another edition of the Richard and Steve podcast. With me, as always, is my antisocial life partner, Stephen Leslie Parks. Say buenos dias, Stephen.
Buenos dias, Stephen.
Good.
Do you like that?
Now say, mucho regretos.
No.
What? It's the thing. Say it.
I don't know what I can say again.
Muchos regretos. Say, muchos regretos.
Muchos regretos.
Yes, and indeed we are very sorry, because we have to start with an apology as usual. We promised Matthew Stogden. We promised Matthew Stogden would be on this episode of the podcast.
I've told you.
He has let us down at the last minute. For those of you who don't know Matthew Stogden, he's most famous for getting spaff in his eye at a children's Christmas party. And that's true. That's true. If you're listening to this, Matthew, bad boy. Bad boy.
That's wrong, isn't it?
It's not cool. It's not cool. Worst Christmas ever.
Worst Christmas ever.
Oh, man. Sorry. Okay.
Did he tell you that in confidence?
He did. That was his big secret. That
never again.
That's tortured his entire life. That's poor old Stogden. Still, anyway. That's very good. Well done. So after that unpleasantness, we can get on with the business of the day. The business of the day is indeed talking about things.
Using our mouths.
Talking about our mouths. Where is the business? Where is the apprentice? Why isn't the apprentice on? That's what I want to know.
I'm watching the American Apprentice because that's better in my view.
Why is the American Apprentice better than the English Apprentice?
Because it hasn't got
Alan
Sugar in it.
Is it because you're a racist?
It hasn't got Alan Sugar in it, and I hate Alan Sugar.
But Donald Trump's fairly annoying, isn't
not
he?
Really. He's never in it. He's only in it at that one bit at the end when he's saying, you know, you're not that good, are you?
Hey, boy, you let me down real badly on this thing here.
No, he doesn't.
See?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even sound like
you're
that.
You're making a monkey out of me, see?
Why is he all of a sudden turning into Al Capone or James Cagney?
Why all of a sudden are you looking at my clothes with such avid interest? It's starting to freak me out.
It's the sequins. I can't understand.
I'm not wearing sequins. You cheeky swine. Honestly. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. You're not wearing corduroy.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing... Well, there are brown trousers, but they're not corduroy.
Corduroy. When are you going to get yourself a tweed
jacket?
Thread
of the Kings. I got a lovely linen jacket through the post the other day from Monsoon.
Oh.
So there you go. Nice. But people don't want to hear about that.
What about sweet jacket? Tweed? Sweet jacket.
I got a sweet jacket.
A tweed jacket.
I'd quite like one of those. But they're going to be a bit de rigueur soon, because everybody's going to have one because of Doctor Who.
Do you remember that guy we saw in the high street who was dressed just like Doctor Who, except he had a jumper on and glasses? Do you remember? And you said...
Which Doctor Who?
New one.
Oh, new Doctor Who guy. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And
you
said,
yeah.
Oh, nice to see that the Doctor Who looks catching on.
Yeah, exactly. Well... Yeah, I probably regret saying nice because I don't think it is that good.
But the thing is, though, if you were to see someone dressed like that, would it look more out of place than someone dressed in David Tennant's clothes?
I don't know, man. Which one of the Doctor Who's dressed the most normal? Like if you
David Tennant, I would imagine.
Not Christopher Eccleston's.
Well, I suppose so. If you're a U-boat captain,
he didn't wear like a cable knit jumper. He just wore like a leather jacket and like was it a black T-shirt or something like that? That's fairly normal.
Black shirt, black jeans, black boots. Which one do you think dressed the best?
Oh, Paul McGann, the best Doctor Who ever.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say that his series... Oh, wait, he didn't have one.
Well, he had a series of novelizations based on his probable adventures.
They all had novelizations of their probable adventures.
He had a series of radio adventures, which
they
speculated
all
what might have happened in the interim between him disappearing at the end of the 80-minute TV special and Christopher Eccleston showing up and blowing up a building. In the episode one of Doctor Who's new series, which was called...
Rose.
Rose? Was it called Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. What was his first words?
Run.
Oh, that's very good. Okay. What was his last words?
I don't think he had any last words on that episode, I don't think.
No, in the whole series.
In the whole series?
Yeah.
Christopher
Eccleston's.
His last words were, I absorbed all the power of the TARDIS. And you're not supposed to do that. And Time Lords have this little thing, kind of way of cheating death. It means I'm going to change. And then that's it.
That's a bit weak.
Yeah.
He should have said, I love you or something. Or
he didn't. He did, but David Tennant told her that he loved him.
Yeah, her. Hey, come on. Let's not start casting aspersions on Tennant's sexuality.
I suppose the good
thing... As far as we know, it's a grey area.
Do you ever see that thing with David Tennant in?
Yes.
I can't remember what it was called, like a Hidden Smile or something. Is that what it?
That sounds disgusting.
No, it was where he was like, he kind of played this obsessive boyfriend for this woman. It was had the woman in it who was in, who played Shaun's girlfriend in Shaun of the Dead.
I did not, producer, Kate, did you see that?
No. And he basically...
Did you see Taking Over the Asylums?
No.
That was good. He played a mental kid. And
how long ago was
and
it?
Messiah played like the guy who came in and like taught him how to run like a radio station. That was like years ago, man. And that was a long time. That's an old school reference.
David Tennant, this was.
Yeah, he played like a mad kid.
Was he actually Scottish in it?
He was Scottish. Aye, he was Scottish. He's Scottish in a lot of his earlier works. Did you see him in Rab C. Nesbitt?
No.
He played
the transvestite. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He looked okay, actually. Okay, here's another nerd Doctor Who question for you. Mm. Which one of the Doctor Whos would have looked worse dressed as a woman? Because I think...
Colin Baker.
No, William Hartnell.
Yes. Or Patrick Troughton.
He wouldn't have looked like an unconvincing woman. He would look like a very convincing, ugly woman.
It looked like a Nora Batty.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no. Am I thinking the right one? Which one was in The Omen?
Oh, that was Patrick Troughton.
Yeah, he'd kind of like...
The guy with the nose. With the bowl haircut and the flute.
I liked him in The Omen, anyway.
Yeah, he gets impaled by the spike, yeah. Doesn't
he? Mr. Thorne, I've got to speak to you! It's about your son. He's like a really bad lad. And he's
fucked up.
Oh, he's
shit.
Just awful. He's just the worst, your son, Mr. Thorne. He's just a...
He's like...
He's just a
things.
Prick, basically. that was a plot of The Omen, I seem to recall. I can't remember.
The Omen was pretty shit.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You're thinking of the remake of The Omen.
No, I'm thinking of the original. I just didn't like it.
It's a great movie. What's wrong with The Omen, idiot?
I don't know, I just didn't like it. I didn't like the kid.
You're not meant to. He's the son of the bloody devil. What are you going to say next? I didn't like Texas Chainsaw Massacre because that leather face, he was a bit angry, wasn't he?
He had issues.
He was always, you know, giving it all that and with the chainsaws
no,
and shit.
No, I just mean he just looked weird. The kid looked weird.
He's meant to look weird.
Well, that I didn't like him.
He's the son of a jackal.
Just like I hated that child
in
the Shining.
Exorcist. Oh, okay. Shining Kid is a bit mental.
You know that,
I'm with you on that.
Red rum.
Yeah,
red rum. I wanted to punch him in the face because he said that way too many times. And it actually made the words red rum sound weird.
Yeah, it's like the words red rum meant nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And she, the one who played his mum.
Shelley Duvall.
She was she's the ugliest woman in the world in that fucking film.
Oh, no, I probably would have.
In that film.
Well, not now.
No, no. What I mean is, in that film, they obviously made her look
she's
rough.
She's meant to be an annoying character.
No, but she looks rough.
But that's what I don't... No, she doesn't look rough.
Really? Check the film out again.
She looks domestic. That's the whole point.
There's domestic and then there's that.
Yeah, well, there's domestic and then there's your mum.
Whereas your mum is a domestic.
That was surprisingly witty. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
However, you must be punished for being rude about my mother... Because the system of society is based on a series of checks and balances,
mm-hmm.
good and bad. We
right.
reward the virtuous,
mm-hmm.
we punish the evil.
Really?
In a sequence of the podcast,
this
a completely
is a new one.
Original sequence
one that I didn't know
of the
about.
Podcast that I call.
You call?
Tip of the hat, wag of the finger.
We've done this before.
Yes, we've done it before. It's our thing that we do on our show. And no other show.
And it's probably on something like...
No, it isn't.
It probably is.
No,
like
it isn't.
Q&I or something.
Shut up a minute.
It is QI, isn't it?
Okay, firstly...
Is it QI?
No, God, no.
Is it that those two guys in Peep Show?
No! Oh. Stop trying to guess, because it's not on no other show, except for our show.
It's not, though.
Tip of the hat, wag of the finger.
You're gonna spill that in a minute.
I'm going to spill it on you in a minute.
That'd be a waste of a perfectly good ale, then, wouldn't it?
It is perfectly good ale. I have to say that. Oh, yeah, you can taste the barley. I'm going to say barley. I don't know what's in it.
It's steam
hops,
beer.
Yeast and steam. Tip of the hat, wag of the finger.
Understood.
First tip of the hat goes to...
Which is a good thing.
Icelandic volcanoes. Because I've really enjoyed seeing footage of people stuck at airports stuck in foreign destinations, stuck not going on holiday on airplanes. You know why?
Why?
Because I can't afford to go on holiday.
And you probably won't be able to certainly, now either.
Certainly not on an airplane. And when these people are in like Hong Kong saying, it's dreadful, we can't come home. Like, shut up. You're in Hong Kong.
You're having a
Revolutionary Workers' Party attack on the bourgeoisie who can afford to take air flight when I can't.
A hotel.
What?
The hotel booked paid for. What? Them. Well, the airliners.
Well, yeah, but I figure if you can afford to take a plane, you can afford to take a loss on a hotel.
Thing is, though, the hotels are putting their prices up.
Basically, people who buy a plane ticket deserve everything they get. Pirates, terrorists, bad food, ash clouds, sulfur dust in the engines, which strips and causes the plane to fall out of the sky.
Which isn't technically
true.
You're
going on holiday soon, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, I am.
A lot of things can go wrong on a plane.
Can.
The more complex the machine, mm-hmm. the more things that can go wrong on that
like your
machine.
Brain.
What?
The only reason you're like is because you can't go on holiday. As soon as you go on holiday, you'll be like, you know what? Fucked a lot of you.
Exactly.
I deserve to have a damn fucking holiday.
It's just the footage. It's just these horrible middle-class families stuck at airports saying, oh, we've had to sleep in an airport. We had to sleep on a sofa. So what? Big deal.
You've had your damn holiday.
Yeah.
I'm still to have mine. I'll get stuck in this fucking shithole.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't live in a shithole. I live in a very beautiful city. And it's never more beautiful than the height of summer. So.
It's never more beautiful than when you can gaze out of your window and see drunks falling all over the floor.
Well, that's true. Actually, no, they've closed the pub down near me, so hopefully that's going to cut down.
Which
on that
one?
Kind of thing. The Bridge House, my nemesis.
The one that had like all the windows closed up.
Exactly.
The one that you actually got closed originally.
Yeah, it's true. That, and I'll do it again. If you're listening, I will do it again. I'll keep on closing down your pub.
Why don't they just close it and just renovate it into something else, like a wine bar?
Well, it is a nice... Well, yeah, I mean, it is a nice location for, like, a pub or a drinkery or, like, a... I don't know, they could turn, like, to a family establishment that closes at, like, 10 o'clock every night.
A family establishment
nice.
In that area.
Well, the Red Lion's just, like, 20 yards away, and that's a perfectly lovely little pub. Don't you agree?
It's okay, yeah.
So the first tip of the hat goes to ash clouds, volcanoes.
So what is tip of the hat? That means good thing.
My hat to the ash cloud, to the volcano. In Iceland... I tell you, we never had this problem when it was B-Jams.
God! B-Jams!
There's a reference for anybody over 25.
Jesus!
Possibly God. Over 30, I'm not sure.
I remember B-Jams, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's
there
hell. Go. God, yeah, B-Jams.
High five for B-Jams.
We had a freezer from B-Jams. That's when they sold freezers.
Most people's first freezers, I think, probably came from B-Jams, man. That's true, yeah.
They don't sell them anymore.
Those
they?
Were the bloody days. Those were the bloody days. So yeah, tip of the hat to does anybody know the name of this volcano? Can anybody remember it? It's Blögen, Hörgen, Sturgenblögen, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
It's sister volcano.
Sounds Swedish.
Fiji. And that's one that's going to blow soon, causing more air traffic chaos.
Well, as long as it happens. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It could blow.
What? Yeah, it will. It's no could about it. It's going to blow.
Well, if it blows,
it's going to blow.
Just as well as the,
I can assure you,
as well as the wind is in the
like
opposite direction.
Saw 7, it's going to blow.
Really? Anything above
Saw 2? I'm just basing that on Saws 2 to 6, basically.
And they were all pretty bad.
They all blew
chunks.
Balls. Chunky balls of Campbell's soup.
Shit.
So that's the first tip of the hat.
Where's the wag of the finger?
Wag of the finger is right here.
For all those who
let
can't
just
see.
Consult my notes.
Oh, right. He wrote it in crayon.
Well, is there anything they'll allow me at the Institute? So joke's on you, tough guy.
Do you remember the crayons that used to have...
I stuck a pencil up my bum.
They used to... Okay, that was weird. There was... I remember, like, my...
Weird than Matthew Stogden at a children's Christmas party.
No, because there aren't any kids involved here.
Getting spaff in his eyes.
How did he get that in his eyes?
I didn't want to find out.
Whose?
I don't know.
Was it his own?
I don't know. It
would explain why he's so white.
That's what we call best case scenario. Sorry, you were saying before we...
I don't know, what was
it? Went
saying?
On a tangent.
I remember...
If you've got nothing, I can do another wag of the finger.
I was just about to say about crayons.
Please do.
I had crayons and I had a little sharpener.
Okay.
You could sharpen your crayons.
When was this yesterday at work? Were you getting a bit excited?
What was the other wag of the finger that you had?
Wag of the finger, it hits home. It hits hard. Wag of the finger to gay homosexuals.
Could you have any other kind of homosexual?
Good question. tall homosexuals.
They'd still be gay, though.
They would be. Yeah, tell me about it. True that.
Whereas Richard isn't gay, he just kind of helps out when we get busy.
Gay men. We've been waiting months, literally months, for feedback on any of our podcasts, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, most of the time it's just rubbish. People write to us and say, oh, you're a bunch of racists.
Like that. Well...
Yeah,
credit where credit's due.
If the clan hood fits, then we don't wear them because we're not racist.
And they're in the
but
dry
last
cleaners.
Podcast we got feedback from it.
From
quite
who?
A bit of feedback
from who?
Gay men.
Where? What gay men? Who?
The gays.
From where? What gays listen to it?
Gaykistan. I don't know where they all live.
Gaykistan.
Oh, actually, you know where they all live. San Francisco. You're gonna go bloody go there.
Oh yeah, this is true. It is the gay capital of the world.
Gay Mecca.
Yeah,
you have to kneel down after
every gay man in their life.
You have
should bow down. Should make the trip
midday every day, and yeah, exactly. Gay men, only people to notice. Well, only people to pay attention to our last podcast. A lot of interest in snorkeling.
That's quite sick, isn't it?
A lot of interest in the Gay Sex Act we described last month. Snorkeling.
No, you described last month, not I.
Okay.
You. So come on in. What did they say?
They bloody loved it.
Well, no.
the people who liked snorkeling were saying, yeah, about time we got some props. Our disgusting sex act is now common currency. That's good.
Currency?
Top draw.
I want to know who these gays are. Where were they? Where were they based?
So you can spend. I don't know. Brighton. I don't care. They're on the internet. And a few other people said, well, apparently so. The other people said, oh, well, we hadn't heard of that before. Tried it. He loved it. with the bits and the pieces everywhere. And so, you know, do we have any more? They said, can you do like a regular section where you talk about gay sex? And Steve...
I bet you were loving it.
I thought of you, and I thought, I'm going to ask you... Oh, wag of the finger, by the way, to these queers for wasting my time.
Yeah, you've already done the wag of the finger, and you're wasting everyone's time now by explaining it.
But now I have to set up this bit where you talk about what is new in gay? What's new? What's hot? What's cooking?
What's cooking?
What's cooking in the kitchen of the homosexual?
I don't know, but if I was a superhero, my special power would be the reach around.
You're an idiot.
I am.
Really? You haven't got anything new to tell
us? No! You make it sound like I'm not some kind of sexual creature that knows every single thing.
Oh, well, just give us one of the basics, then. Tell us about the fish torpedo. Tell us about the Dutch oven.
The Dutch oven?
Tell us about the rattlesnake wiggle.
I can tell you about the Dutch oven.
Tell us about the Mexican mistake. Any of these sex acts you can describe in detail.
The Dutch oven isn't a sex act. The Dutch oven's where your partner drops their guts and sticks your head under the covers and holds the covers down, thus keeping in the fragrance of the bottom burp.
Thank you. And that is gay sex for this month.
How is that sexual?
Well, you're just keeping up to date in what's gay. Okay.
Understood.
We appreciate it.
Next week we'll be talking about fisting.
Oh, come on.
With general household items.
Okay, we can do fisting, but I draw the line at teabagging.
So you'll fist...
And anything like that just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Fuck's sake.
There you go. That's the ticket right there, isn't it? Tip of the hat. Tip of the hat to anybody who can make society better by weeding out the infirm, the overtly greedy, the obtuse, and the unpleasant to look at.
Like Hitler.
So Hitler wasn't unpleasant to look at.
No, he tried all that.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, that's put me in a rather strange light.
Yeah, because you do look a lot like Hitler.
You think anybody with a side parting looks like Hitler? That's not true.
Is when you turn up at your house and you're wearing a Gestapo uniform and
I
you got
explained
the little you got was, the little mustache.
That was for a documentary.
Really?
Really? How great Hitler
you were
is.
Talking to yourself in the mirror.
I was. But so a tip of that to anybody who can go through this process,
like
reading
who?
Out the KFC, Kentucky Fried Effing Chicken.
Wouldn't that be KFFFC then?
You want BFFF?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, best friend forever. If you don't want to be my BFF, that's okay.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I'll understand.
Oh my God, I touched you.
You did. God bless you. You now have syphilis.
Oh no! Again!
That's how I passed it on.
What, like, by
KFC
by touch?
Have come up with a genius idea to let people gorge themselves absolutely stupid by removing one of the cornerstones.
The chicken.
Of modern recipes. No, it's insaner than that.
The cheese?
No, sir.
The seasoning?
No, sir.
The batter?
No, sir.
The bun?
Yes!
Fuck off!
Let me lay some science on you here.
Understood. Go for it.
Let me lay some knowledge down, okay? You just sit down and you just let me...
I'm listening.
Just let me know how this works out for you.
Understood. I'm relaxed.
One chicken fillet, deep fried in the Colonel's special sauce.
Gross.
Boom. Right there.
Right.
Two breast fillets,
right,
deep fried,
yep,
covered in the Colonel's special recipe.
Okay.
Batter. You right. With me?
I am so far.
Put these two things together as if these two breast fillets were two halves of one bun. Put them all together in some kind of nightmarish triple-decker chicken breast fillet burger. And you...
You said they didn't have the buns.
It doesn't have the buns. The chicken's a bun. The chicken's a bun. The chicken's a bun. The chicken's a bun. Idiot.
That would be so greasy.
It happens. It's happening right now.
When?
It's a KFC double down, and it exists on the same planet that Jesus lived on. How does that make you feel?
What would Black Jesus
minute, Steve,
say?
What would you say, Obama? Write in and tell us. Oh, I love Barack Obama. He's like Tony Blair dipped in chocolate. Doesn't stop there, though, because... On top of the middle...
How many sandwiches is it?
On top of the middle fillet, cheese,
ugh,
bacon, tomato, mayonnaise.
Wouldn't it just be like you've basically ordered like a three-piece meal and someone just chucked a load of sauce all over it?
Essentially, yes. But that's a genius. They don't think of it like that. They think of it as just another burger. They don't think of it as eating three bits of separate chicken.
But a burger means of two buns or something in the middle.
To them, this is a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yes, this is a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Sandwich, yes.
Say sand.
Sand.
Now say which.
Which.
Say sandwich.
Sandwich.
Where's the T in that? The sandwich.
There is no T in sandwich.
But there's a T. Sandwich.
Where?
You said sandwich.
So?
There's no T in it.
Yeah, where is my tea, by the way?
You haven't got tea, because you've got beer.
Got beer.
Hurry up and drink it. I want you to drink it.
Sandwich. And so people order this. Guess what it's called? It's got a mental name to go with this completely mind-blowingly stupid idea.
Didn't you already tell me? Like the triple something or other?
No, that was just me describing it.
Ah.
It's the KFC double down.
Double down.
Yes, because it gets your heart rate and your blood pressure down.
Oh, it'll increase it, if anything.
It does, actually, but that's how they're selling it.
Do you reckon they'll have to stop it if people with Down syndrome go in and try and buy it?
It's triple down.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Double down!
That's very nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah. So are you at all interested in trying
no.
some of this fine, fine cuisine?
I don't know if I would, because
really, you don't know. You're still a bit unsure.
Because
the
of that
idea of three chicken breasts pushed together and covered in cheese... You're still a bit unsure about whether that's a good idea or not.
It might be nice.
I can give you a clue. It's not a good idea.
Have you had one?
No, God.
Then how
no.
do you know it's not a good idea?
Because it's three bits of deep fried chicken pressed together.
But
and
do you like
cheese
KFC?
And bacon. Excuse me. That's my father. Should I answer it?
Wow, professionalism here.
What do you think of my new ringtone?
It's good.
It's the Beach Boys. There's a girl with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian town of the heroes and the villains.
Oh, okay. Live
long
oh.
and
prosper.
So tip of the hat to KFC there for reducing the surplus.
Yeah, but how I want to know how
by
that...
poisoning them
oh, okay.
with meat, basically.
So pretty much like Freddie Mercury did.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think you could get two of those double downs and like make like a six decker?
But then how would you know which was the bun bit and which was the bit in the middle?
There is no bun.
Yeah,
there is no bun.
Yes, but the two on the outside is essentially what is supposed to be the
Don't
bun.
Say it's the bun. It's not the bun. The minute you start thinking of it as the bun, you start legitimising it as a sandwich. And it's not a sandwich.
But it'll still be up on the... It won't last very long.
People won't last very long with this thing around. This is like a serial killer.
Really?
It's just going to kill... It's like a serial killer preying on fat people with this burger.
Would it be easier to do that, though, wouldn't
it? It's like the chubby-chasing Jeffrey Dahmer of burgers, basically.
But it's not a burger, is it?
Damn it.
Yeah. It's not a burger,
what
though.
What do I call it, then?
I don't know. A monstrosity.
A nightmarish cacophony of dead flesh. How about that? But they won't put that on a poster, apparently.
I think that might put people off a little bit.
I think if you're thinking about eating three bits of chicken pressed together, nothing's going to put you off. You're basic.
Especially if you go in and go, oh, that looks nice.
Do you think they got the idea from this? Like, they like saw somebody in a restaurant, like, order three bits of chicken.
You know what it
and
was?
Just, like, sandwich them together. And just...
It was probably some competition winner who was some terminally ill child or something. And went, I want that! Burger. They'll wait till they've popped their clogs and they'll go, get rid of that idea right now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man, what the hell? Three bits of chicken? But it's
what about a nugget pizza?
It's like the arms race, though. It's going to escalate. McDonald's, it's going to be three bits of meat soon. Just
I thought they already
bits.
Had that. Oh, you mean just three bits of meat?
No bun.
That's no not a burger, though, is it?
Exactly.
But it wouldn't be...
my thesis.
It wouldn't...
That's my theory.
Not to be
That's
confused with your thesis.
That's what I'm laying down. That's the science I'm laying down for you.
Yeah, okay. So what's with the whole kind of orchestral movements of the hands?
I don't know. I'm just a flamboyant gentleman. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that would explain, then, the sequence.
Cover for me a second.
Understood. Not quite sure what I'm supposed to be covering with, but...
Okay, we've done gay sex.
We've done...
we've done the double down.
This just sounds really bad.
And we've done ash clouds. Final wag of the finger.
Okay.
Goes to...
Have we had more tip of the hats than wag of the fingers?
We've had... We tipped the hat... No, we did two tip hats because I tipped the hat to the volcano.
Understood.
And double down.
Okay, so this is...
Which fulfill... Good purposes.
So what was the first wag?
Middle class and obese people away from me.
Middle class? Why would middle class people eat KFC?
That's about the volcano, because they're on a holiday.
Oh, understood.
So it keeps two kind of my least favourite kind of people.
Understood.
Smug middle class flying people and big fat chicken
eating. I'm not a middle class smug person, I'm flying.
Well, yeah, that's because you've got a sugar daddy to take care of you, right?
He's like, I can't be a sugar daddy.
How's your sugar daddy? Because he set you up in a flat, pays all your bloody bills, and you don't want for nothing.
He's 4 years older than me. How does that make him a sugar daddy?
Because he could. Because as soon as you're older, then you're a sugar daddy.
No, you're not. You have to be over a certain age.
What age?
Where's you have to be over 50.
Show me on the law book where this is written down.
Look, I'm the gay man here. I know what's going on.
True that.
You want the gay law? There's the gay law.
You're the gay lord. I tell you,
there's
a name you don't hear anymore.
What, Gaylord?
You read, like, Victorian novels, and a lot of people are called Gaylord.
Do you ever used to call people Gaylord at school?
Yes, of course. Gaylord, gay bones, gay face.
Gay face.
Gay hair.
What? Yeah.
Gamo. You ever say gamo?
Gamo?
Gamo.
No.
Gamersexual.
Gamersexual? That's like someone who has sex with
gay-diator.
PS3s. That's just stupid.
That was a portmanteau word of radiator and gay.
What about robo-gay?
Robo-gay, yeah, very good, very good.
The gayinator.
The gayinator. The predagay. The termagay.
That makes it sound like a disease.
And, of course, a friend of Uncle Larry's. All fine euphemisms for being a homosexual.
Or friend of Dorothy.
Anyway, final... wag of the finger.
Oh, can I give a wag of the finger?
No, because it's going to be to me.
Oh, let me do one.
No, it's going to be to
Fuck
me.
Fuck you, I'm
it
doing one.
Me.
We can have one.
You got 20 seconds.
Wag of the finger to fucking Graham Norton for fucking up Doctor Who on Saturday.
Yeah, that annoyed me too.
Motherfucking son of a bitch.
I didn't even enjoy that episode that much, because River Song quite annoys me. But in the
she dies eventually, so.
But over the end credits, it was like this little animated Graham Norton figure.
It wasn't on the end credits. It was right at the very, right at a pinnacle moment.
That's weak, dude.
And what annoys me is, it's like they advertised Over the Rainbow just before it goes on, and then literally as it's finished, mm-hmm. you don't need it again with a little prancing, mincing cartoon of Graham Norton dancing around the screen, ruining the whole entire moment. You should have used that gun to shoot him in the head. That would have been better.
Well, exactly, man, exactly. Yeah,
pisses me off.
No, but it's common currency these days. Like when the last series of Prime Suspect, I don't know if you ever watched Prime Suspect.
I know of it, I never saw
but
it.
But they had Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on first, and like there's a little cartoon, just Helen Mirren just like drinking, just like stabbing a guy, and just like over the end credits, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like Prime Suspect coming up next.
But then, let's be fair.
They did that with Hollyoaks. Do you remember when that guy got raped, and they were showing The Simpsons beforehand? Like over The Simpsons end credits.
A little
like,
cartoon guy being raped.
Figures, just do it.
And one of them crying like that.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next on Hollyoaks.
Don't do that again.
Bum sex.
Showery bum
non-consensual
sex.
So, yes, last wag of the finger, I'll keep it quick because we've got a bit of an announcement to do at the end. Very exciting. Goes to pub snack spokesman, Mr. Porky, of Mr. Porky's Pork Scratchings.
Is that the guy in the bitch's outfit?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
For freaking me out. He stands accused of the crime of freaking me out. He is found guilty.
Understood.
You
did
see,
he have a trial by his peers?
No, he did not hear the trial by myself and two other barmen who I asked, is this weird? And they said yes.
Okay.
Mr. Porky, you may know, normally presents himself in a butcher's apron, a butcher's hat, with a butcher's knife. Correct.
Yes.
Yes, good. Excuse me. Oh, that beer, I tell you.
That was disgusting.
I tell you, you don't buy a beer, you just rent it.
I'm going to give you a wagging a finger for that.
Please do.
So I'm wagging my finger at your burp and guess
your
submissions.
When you do it, it looks so gay. It's like you're doing the hand drive from Grease 2. Faggot. So, got the new Mr. Porky's in the other day.
It's a new Mr. Porky's.
Well, no, it's just a nude consignment of Mr. Porky's. But you know you got like the cardboard...
You say nude? A nude consignment.
We're getting there. We're getting there. You've almost guessed it.
Because
you know you've got the cardboard thing where they hang down, you kind of pull them off when...
wait. What kind of pub do you work in?
When somebody asks you, just pull off a Mr. Porky's. Correct?
That guy was at the bar that time.
Now, Mr. Porky has foregone... He has foregone artificial colourings in his pork scratchings.
Right.
Artificial preservatives, except apparently for like 20% salt, which is still in there. And in commemoration of this fact, Mr. Porky has been stripped nude. So when you pull off a packet of Mr. Porky's pork scratchings, behind it, you see a man naked holding a pig's head over his genitalia.
Like he's fucking it.
Basically, yes.
And this... Has he got a smile on his face?
Yes.
That is a bit creepy.
He's holding a butcher's knife in one hand and a pig's head over his ball bag.
But
and
is the pig kit. Is the pig's head smiling?
I can't remember. Probably
you need to
not.
Get that. You need to get that. When it runs out, bring that.
I'll bring that in. That's going to mess you up, man.
I want
That's
that.
Going to freak you out. But yeah, so back of the finger for just making me feel really weird.
So whenever you go in there he is.
Yeah, holding a pig's head over his crotch like some modern-day Hills of Eyes-esque cannibal.
With his throat in the what's it called?
Esophagus.
That's the one.
It's like a modern-day Ed Gein.
His penis in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross.
Okay. Have you got anything else to get off your chest? Any shout-outs to do?
Shout-outs to the usual people who listen to this, or the gay community who clearly listen to this because, you know...
Oh, get well soon, Dan, by the way, my colleague who got punched in the face the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And big shout-out to my good friend Alex. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
Oh, is this the guy that you want to have sex with?
It's one of them, yeah. He's on the shortlist.
God, bloody hell, you're
no,
shortlist.
No, I'm not having sex with any dudes. Even though, well, I will be spending...
I know you're not having sex
Even
then.
Though I'm spending today in the company of two flamboyant homosexuals.
Really? Who?
Yourself and later Mr. Rufus Wainwright, who I'm
who
seeing...
Who is Rufus Wainwright? Who is he? Is he gay?
He's a singer-songwriter.
Who has he been in? What's he been in?
Who's he been in? Who's he been in?
Probably.
That's a bloody personal question, isn't it?
Look, you want
Richard Maylie, I don't know.
You want this gay information for our podcast. That's the kind of stuff you need to
you know,
ask.
The gays want it. The gays want you to gay it up a bit.
Well, he's gay.
I know.
So maybe you'll want to be on our show.
I'll ask him.
If you tell him you've got a big gay following.
Unfortunately, we've got terrible tickets. They're like in the back row, but I'll shout something.
You know, you can project your voice, Richard.
I can. Good point. Which brings me to...
From the back!
Our final announcement.
Understood.
Iron Man 2 is coming out in a couple of weeks. We're all very excited about it.
It's tomorrow.
Shit, okay, it's coming out tomorrow. Iron Man 2.
Do you not know that? There are advanced screenings tonight.
I pretty much throw the thing together. I don't do any research.
29th of April, tomorrow.
And a lot of people are asking, will the Black Sabbath song Iron Man... Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Will the Black Sabbath song Iron Man...
Iron Man!
Exactly. Will it be on the soundtrack? The answer is yes.
Will
it's
it?
A new version. It's been commissioned by Tony Stark of Stark Enterprises, aka Robert Downey Jr., by me to sing Iron Man. And I can
You're not doing
exclusively
it now, though, are you?
Reveal
oh, for fuck's sake.
That this is kicking off for you, Steve, right now. Do you want to kind of give me some background kind of guitar noise? Fine, I'll do it a cappella. I am Iron Man.
I'm really
sure it didn't go like that, Richard.
Stop it,
no,
man.
I'm not going to stop it.
Stop it. Please stop
no,
it.
No, I need this all needs to stay in.
I am Iron Man. Look into my face because it's Iron Man's face. I am Iron Man. I've got a jacket that's Iron Man's jacket. Tony Stark, are you a man from Mars? No, you're from Earth, cause you got a mustache. I
You can't say I am Iron Man.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I don't know
what's wrong with me.
Is this actually how it's going to be on the album?
God's sake, Steve, I'm having a nervous breakdown.
So will everyone listening to this fucking shit.
Make it end.
Give me the microphone.
This is 35 minutes. We gotta stop this.
Well,
we gotta stop doing this.
This is
tearing my mind apart.
Well, I'm going to, for the first time, kind of close up this. Whilst Richard goes and has goes and writes "I am Iron Man" on the wall in his own shit. I'm. What was that, Archie?
Archie, say goodbye.
Yes. Yeah. So until next time, and hopefully Richard will have had his therapy by then, and he won't be drawing fake mustaches on himself and writing "I am Iron Man" and doing it in a rather stupid. I am Iron Man. So until next time, people, goodbye.
I am Iron Man. Look into my clothes, because they're Iron Man's clothes. Iron Man. I've got a car because I'm Iron Man.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Richard.
Goodbye, Richard.